proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. Today we begin a look at the first couple of chapters of the book of Ecclesiastes. That book comprises one of the Old Testament poetic works and consists of a series of discourses given by an individual who styled himself as, quote, the preacher, unquote. Koheleth, the Hebrew title of the book, literally denoted someone who was a collector of sentences. Perhaps the book of Ecclesiastes contained the record of a discourse given by a public speaker to an assembly. Many commentators identify the preacher with Solomon, the third king of Israel. Several elements contained in the text seem to support this position. According to the first chapter of Ecclesiastes, the preacher referred to himself as the son of David, king in Jerusalem. The Old Testament historical books reveal that David fathered Solomon from Bathsheba. Moreover, Solomon succeeded his father David as king of Israel and reigned in the city of Jerusalem. In the same section of Ecclesiastes, the preacher claimed to have, quote, gotten more wisdom than all they that were have been before me in Jerusalem, unquote. The writer of 1 Kings chapter 4 noted how, quote, God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much, unquote. That writer added that, quote, Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East Country and all the wisdom of Egypt, unquote. Ironically, though, the book of Ecclesiastes contained no mention of the preacher having received his wisdom as a gift from God. The preacher immediately laid out the main theme of his discourse in Ecclesiastes. Quote, vanity of vanities, all is vanity, unquote. His words echoed those of David in Psalm 39, who wrote, quote, verily every man at his best state is altogether vanity, unquote. Hevel, the Hebrew term for vanity, appeared over 30 times in the book of Ecclesiastes. That word denoted anything temporary or transitory. In Job chapter 7, for instance, when that protagonist spoke about his lifespan, he stated that, quote, my days are vanity, or hevel. When used in a figurative sense, hevel could apply to God's assessment of the worship of false deities. For example, Jonah in the belly of the whale referred to idols as being, quote, lying vanities, unquote. This in the second chapter of the book of Jonah. In Ecclesiastes, the preacher employed the term hevel to describe the results of his efforts to attain personal fulfillment and satisfaction. The preacher also utilized the phrase vexation of spirit on several other occasions. That expression described the meaninglessness of the preacher's endeavors to find some earthly undertaking which would bring him satisfaction. Nothing that the preacher tried proved sufficient to satisfy his desire for personal fulfillment. Therefore, the preacher sought many ways to find contentment in life, but found them all to be vanity. He discovered that each of these alternatives led only to what he termed vanity and vexation of spirit. He authored the book of Ecclesiastes as a way of teaching others what he had learned from his experience, namely, that earthly endeavors ultimately result in a life without purpose. They served as dead ends on the path to fulfillment. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.